Welcome to the Nathan Mansfield Show, a podcast to help you unlock your true potential.
What's up, guys? I am back finally. I know it's been a few week hiatus. I've been gone. I had some traveling. Came back to a whirlwind of work here at Strong Physiques. And finally, I'm back with episode 11. Y'all have been asking me for some time to get back on the mic, and it is my full intention to continue on a weekly podcast rate. I just had to get some things squared away with the businesses before I jump back in, and that's probably just me making an excuse, to be honest. But what I will tell you is this is something I'm passionate about, so I will ensure that I'm keeping these things up and keeping going, because I think even if I'm helping a couple of you out in your daily life, that's all that really matters to me, and that's what I do this for, is I hope to be able to bring you some sort of knowledge or tip, or even if it's just one thing that helps you change your life for the better, that's my goal. And even if it's only just one or two of you, I know that a lot of people listen to this thing, but even if it's just one or two of you, I'm happy. So I really want to jump into this, and I put out a request last night about some topics, what you all wanted to hear about. And I heard a culmination of several things that I'm going to lump into one for today's podcast. And what I'm going to call this one is how to face your fear, I'm trying to like put the actual name on it. In fact, I haven't even come up with a name. When I name it on iTunes, I'll have the name. But what today's going to be about is how to face fear, how to break through and be courageous, how to change your life with a decision. Maybe that's it. Changing your life with one decision. Because what I firmly believe is that we are always one decision away from a better life. We are one decision away from a completely different life. And I've had this happen to me. I've made these decisions many times in my life that have led me to where I'm at today and who I am today. And the biggest thing that I want you to take away with this is that these decisions are usually the ones that are extremely hard to make. These decisions are the ones that you usually won't make, because you get that internal gut feeling that, I don't know if I want to do that, in which it takes courage to overcome. These are the decisions that you sit around and think about for days, months, and years and never take action because you don't have the courage and you don't want to step up through that uncomfortable feeling. But friends, I've got to tell you this because I've lived this, and I'm going to give you certain examples of where I've lived this in my life. Those tough decisions, those are the ones that set you free. Those are the decisions that change your life, and the decisions that you look back on in 1, 3, 5, 10 years and say, holy shit, I'm so happy I decided to step up. I'm so happy I decided to have the courage to go for it. Now, this can be relative to many different areas of your life. This could be having the courage or making the decision to go for the guy or girl that you've always wanted to date. Maybe you're too scared to step up and share your feelings. One of the examples for me is to step up when I was 19, drop out of college and join the military. If I've got any other military followers or listeners out there, you all know that that is a tough decision. Signing your life away, putting yourself in harm's way into a deployed location, leaving your friends and family that you've known your entire life. These are the decisions, friends, that really set you free. These are the decisions that change your life for the better. And while it's always a risk, anything we do in life is a risk, I firmly believe that these big decisions we make, as long as they are somewhat well thought out, or, you know, not all the time. Sometimes they're not well thought out at all. In fact, I've made plenty of those decisions as well. But I've found that regardless, when I've made the decision, the tough decision, well thought out, not thought out, even if it was overwhelmingly odds against my favor, I've always prevailed. It's always turned out to be something great for me. I want to talk about a few situations in my life and where this has been a game changer, a life changer. It set me up for who I am today. The first one being the military. Like I said, joining the military is not an easy decision for anybody. Unless you're one of those kids that grew up and was like, from the time you were 14, you knew you wanted to join the Marine Corps, and now you've got a Marine Corps tattoo, and hoorah. But really, joining the military is a very difficult decision. I made that decision when I was 19 because I knew that it was a path for me to have a better life. I knew that it was a path for me to do something bigger than what I was doing in college. College was leading me nowhere. I knew that I was going to go to school for 4 years, drink my ass off, end up with a degree that I probably would hate my job. And in fact, 65 to 70% of people, that's true. And I just put it all on the line. I made the decision. It was a tough, courageous decision, but I stepped up, made the decision, went to the recruiter's office, signed the paperwork, and boom. Now I couldn't think twice. Many times, it's the decision, the way we make the decision, that makes the impact too. And many times, we just have to have the resolve, the commitment to just go. Step up and go. Make the decision. Sign the dotted line, whatever it is, have the conversation. Because if we sit around and think about it too long, the opportunity will pass, I promise you. If I would have sat around and waited till I was 20, 21, 22, 23 to join the military, it may not have led me to where I am today. It would have been a completely different path in my life. And you have to understand that these decisions that are very tough to make are going to lead you there. They're going to lead you where you need to be. And you have to trust that in your soul and your intuition. You have to trust that the decisions you're going to make are going to lead you. And that trust is what helps you find the courage. Another situation is when I decided to divorce my ex-wife. While most of you I've probably had these thoughts if you're in a relationship, whether it's, do I break up with my guy or girl? Do I get a divorce? I'm extremely unhappy. I'm not advocating divorce by any means. However, I know, because I've lived it, that there's a certain point when too much is too much. There's a certain point when you have to draw the line, and most people won't do it because of kids, because of... They just can't picture themselves without that person, even though they're miserably unhappy. This is one of those ones that's very tough. Once again, I want to tell you that I'm not advocating divorce. I want, because many times, even in a relationship, we want to point at our partner when most of the time we could actually turn that conversation, turn that focus, and find out that it's us. And in my previous relationship, there's probably plenty of things that was my fault. I'll admit that. But I knew at the pace of change that I was going and that she was not, the pace of change that we were growing as growing separately as people, that this was only getting exponentially worse by the year. And when I looked at my life when I was 65, this is a good test to you. When you fast forward and look at your life when you're 65, are you going to have regrets? Are you going to look back and say, man, I wish I would have done that? Because most of the time, these big decisions you guys are not making are the ones that you will regret when you're 65, 70 years old. And at that point, it's too late, friends. At that point, there's nothing you can do anymore. So I want to stress the importance of this. While it might seem easy to push these decisions off today, before you know it, you push it off a month later. Then you push it off 2 months, then six, then a year. After some point in time, the decision is gone, the opportunity is gone. You've wasted it. And now fast forward 20, 30 years, and you're feeling regret. The girl that you had always dreamed of and you had a great friendship with, the one that you could see yourself marrying and having kids with, you were afraid to step up the plate and ask her on a date. You were afraid to step up and have the courage. You see, this is another situation in which I made a big decision that drastically changed my life. As I was finalizing the divorce with my ex-wife, I decided I was not going to date for years. I'd been married for almost 7 years, and I said, you know what? I need some time to work on me, spend time with my kid, work on my career, and I don't want to date. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put myself in that situation. And as I was building strong physiques, I'm not going to tell the sappy love story right now. I'm going to put this into context to where this relates to the podcast. But as I'm building strong physiques, I'm interviewing and hiring new athletes for the team to help build the brand. And that's when I came across Cassie. The first time meeting her, I was not head over heels for her. I knew she was attractive, but I wasn't looking for it, so it didn't arrive to me. It didn't consciously feel like something was there. But as I spent more time around her, as we were having team meetings and different things, team events, I started to draw a very strong attraction to her. And this left me with a decision, one of these big decisions that changed my life. I knew that there was something there between us. I was finalizing a divorce with my ex-wife. What is the perception of me as this unfolds? What do you think everybody thought of me as this unfolds? My friends, my family. From an outsider perspective, he's been having an affair. He's been hiding this girl. Oh, now she shows up once he gets a divorce. Everybody thought that. All of my friends, my family. In fact, after I started dating Cassie, everybody sabotaged me. All my old friends, my dad, my stepmom, that whole side of the family sabotaged me because of what they thought was to be true. But in my heart, I knew that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with Cassie. Even after like the third time being around her, I could just feel this energy, this connection. I knew it in my heart, and I had to make that decision. Do I hold back and let the emotions of what other people might think about me or what other people might do? They might break off friendships, family ties. Do I worry about that, or do I go for what my heart thinks? And here's what I did. I gave this a good, long, hard thought, jumped in my car, drove 4 hours through a blizzard to surprise her. She had no idea it was coming. And had I not made that decision, we wouldn't be together today. It drastically changed the landscape of my life. It's what has built our business to where it is. It's why we have the family that we do. We have Carter and another kid on the way. And that's such a blessing. But had I not made those decisions, those hard decisions, that most people would say, I'm too worried about what people think about me. I just got out of a divorce. I'm not willing to make that decision and put my credibility on the line. Most people would not make that decision. I did, and it changed my life. And now I have the wonderful life that I do with her and my kid and the one on the way. So that's another one of those situations that I was put in a very tough spot. And I made the right decision. I made the right call. I acted through courage. You see, one decision, friends, there's one decision. It might be waking up at 6 a.m. to go to the gym and really bust your ass and you run into a certain person. One decision can change the landscape and the shape of your life. It can change your destiny. And it's important to not overanalyze these things. Many times we spend so much time wondering, is it the right decision? I don't know if it's going to work out right. I don't know if this is the right thing to do. While I'm not saying you shouldn't analyze things, you can't overthink them. If you feel it in your gut, if you feel it in your soul, these are the things you have to go after. Because I promise you, these are the things that you will regret if you don't do later down the line. Another time in my life, when I made a big decision, I made a big call. 7 years ago, active duty, in a very deployment, very heavy deployment cycle. We were deploying 9 months on, 9 months off at the time. My crazy ass decides to start a business, a brick and mortar retail store. Not an online business that I could run from anywhere in the world, a brick and mortar retail store. That's very labor intensive, especially in the beginning. Especially when you have no background of business, no knowledge, no idea how to open a shop, no idea how to run a shop, no idea how to find a payment processor, no idea how to place wholesale orders, no idea of anything, no idea how to market, how to sell, nothing. I knew nothing. But my crazy ass decided on a weekend decision to start a brick and mortar retail store. Why? Because I was so passionate about changing a screwed up industry. I knew that no matter what, I could find a solution and I could make even a small impact to where people weren't wasting their money anymore on garbage supplements, on garbage products. And there was actually someone there to teach them something about them, teach them something about fitness, teach them something about their health. I could have sat on this decision and 7 years later today, I would have said, well, what would my life be like if I would have started that supplement shop, if I would have opened that nutrition store? What would my life really be like? I'd still be sitting in the military, probably having a decent life, but that's one thing that led me to Cassie. It's one thing that led me to the family that I have. It's one thing that led me to being out of the military to where I can spend my life every single day living my passion. You see, guys, these things compound too. Not only did opening my first business, brick and mortar retail store, change the landscape of my life to where now I'm not in the military, I'm living my dream, my passion every single day, it also led me to Cassie. Had I not had a business, I would have never advocated to interview athletes for a brand, and I never would have found her. One decision will change your life. And you, my friends, have to act out of courage. We have to stop being so afraid of the future. We have to stop being so afraid of the unknown. So many people are afraid of the unknown, but what you don't understand is the unknown is where your freedom is. The known is your past. If you want to act out of the known, it's what you know because you've lived it in the past. There's no growth in the known. Growth is in the unknown. And to live in the unknown, we have to make those decisions that we don't know the outcome. We have to be a person of faith, and not necessarily in religion, but in faith, knowing that the world will always work out for us, no matter what. And having faith is one of the biggest things. The second thing is making sure that when these decisions come across your mind, you're really trying to decide if it's something you should do. You should always do the rocking chair test. And that is to envision your life when you're 65, 70 years old. Feel yourself in that moment. Is there going to be regret in your life? Are there going to be things that you look back on and wish you would have done? Are you going to wonder, what if I would have done that? Where would my life be today? And that is my second tip on breaking through courage. So, I'm happy to be back. Glad to be back up. You can expect these back on a weekly basis. So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for having patience with me over the last 5-6 weeks. And once again, thank you for your loyal following and listening. As I said before at the beginning of this, if I help one or two of you, that's my whole mission. I hope that today's podcast helped you. It's definitely led me to where I am today. It's those three big decisions I talked about really shaped who I am and where I'm at in my life. And I think that if you can learn to have courage through those moments, if you can learn to step up and really make the decisions that you need to make, it will be life-changing for you. So as always, if you found value in this, please leave me a review. It's how I grow on iTunes. It's how I increase in listeners and viewers. So please leave a review. Also, make sure you're following me at Real Nathan Mansfield on Instagram. Engage with me there. If you've got questions, want things answered, have a question about this podcast, feel free to send me a direct message. I try to get back to as many as I can. So thank you again. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.